Thus might I add many things out of Holy Writ, both threatenings and promises, besides those heavenly counsels, loving reproofs, free invitations to all sorts of sinners, both old and young, rich and poor, bond and free, wise and unwise, all which have been, now are, and it is to be feared, as long as this world lasts, will be trampled under the feet of those swine, I call not men, who will continue in the same. But take a review of some of them. First, counsel. What heavenly counsel is that where Christ saith, Buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, Revelation 3:17-18. Also that, Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Isaiah 55:1. Hear, and your soul shall live, verse 3. Lay hold of my strength, that you may make peace with me, and you shall make peace with me. Isaiah 27:5. Second, instruction. What instruction is here? Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, saith Christ, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Proverbs 8:32-35. Take heed that no man deceive you by any means. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Labor not for the meat that perisheth, but for that which endureth unto everlasting life. John 6:27. Strive to enter in at the strait gate. Luke 13:24. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. John 4:1. Quench not the spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Lay hold on eternal life. 1 Timothy 6:12. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Take heed and beware of hypocrisy. Luke 12:1. Watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Come unto me, learn of me, saith Christ. Matthew 11:28-29. Third, forewarning. What forewarning is here? Because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Job 36:18. Be ye not mockers, lest your bands be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord of God of hosts a consumption even determined upon the whole earth. Isaiah 28:22. Beware therefore, lest that come upon you that is written, Behold, ye despisers, and wonder, and perish, for I work a work in your days which ye shall in no wise believe. Though a man declare it unto you, Acts 13:40-41. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Watch and pray lest ye enter into temptation. Mark 14:38. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Hebrews 4:1. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. Jude 5. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Revelation 3:11. Fourth, comfort. What comfort is here? Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John 6:37. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee. Matthew 9, verse 2. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13, 5. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. I lay down my life for my sheep. I am come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. John 10, verses 10 and 15. I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1, 18. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Isaiah 44, verse 22. Grief. To those who fall short, O sad grief, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. Proverbs 5, 12 and 13. They shall curse their king and their God, and look upward, and they shall look unto the earth, and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. Isaiah 8, 21 and 22. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever, his horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved, he shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Psalm 112, 9 and 10. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. Luke 13, 28. All which things are slighted by the world. Thus much, in short, touching this, that ungodly men undervalue the Scriptures, and give no credit to them, when the truth that is contained in them is held forth in simplicity unto them, but rather cry out, Nay, but if one should rise from the dead, then they think something might be done. When, alas, with signs and wonders, though signs and wonders are wrought by the hands of those that preach the gospel, those poor creatures would never the sooner convert, though they suppose they should, as it is evident by the carriages of their forerunners, who, although the Lord Jesus himself did confirm his doctrine by miracles, as opening blind eyes, casting out devils, and raising the dead, they were so far from receiving either him or his doctrine that they put him to death for his pains. Though he had done so many miracles among them, yet they believed not in him. John 12, verse 37. But to pass this, I shall lay down some of the grounds of men's rejecting and undervaluing the Scriptures, and so pass on. First, because they do not believe that they are the Word of God, but rather suppose them to be the inventions of men, written by some politicians on purpose to make poor ignorant people submit to some religion and government. Though they do not say this, yet their practices testify the same, as he in that when he hears the words of the curse, yet blesseth himself in his heart, and saith, I shall have peace, though God saith, he shall have none. Deuteronomy 29:18-20. And this must needs be, for did but men believe this, that it is the word of God, then they must believe that he that spake it is true, therefore shall every word and tittle be fulfilled. And if they come once to this, unless they be stark mad, they will have a care how they throw themselves under the lash of eternal vengeance. For the reason why the Thessalonians received the gospel was because they believed it was the word of God and not the word of man, which did effectually work in them by their thus believing. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. When ye received the word which ye heard of us, saith he, ye received it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. So that did a man but receive it in hearing or reading or meditating as it is the word of God, they would be converted. But the word preached doth not profit, not being mixed with faith in them that hear it. Hebrews 4, verse 2. Second, because they do not indeed see themselves by nature heirs of that exceeding wrath and vengeance of which the Scriptures testify. For did they but consider what God intends to do with those that live and die in a natural state, it would either sink them into despair or make them fly for refuge to the hope that is set before them. But if there be never such sins committed, and ever so great wrath denounced, and the time of execution be ever so near, yet if the party that is guilty be senseless, and altogether ignorant thereof, he will be careless, and regard it nothing at all. And that man by nature is in this condition is evident. For take the same man that is senseless and ignorant of that misery he is in by nature. I say, take him at another time when he is a little awakened, and then you will hear him roar and cry out so long as trouble is upon him and a sense of the wrath of God hanging over his head. Good sirs, what must I do to be saved? The same man, at another time, when his conscience is fallen asleep and grown hard, will lie like the smith's dog at the foot of the anvil, though the fire sparks fly in his face. But as I said before, when any one is a little awakened, oh, what work will one verse, one line, nay, one word of the Holy Scriptures make in his heart? He cannot eat, sleep, work, keep company with his former companions, and all because he is afraid the damnation spoken of in Scripture will fall to his share. Like Balaam, who said, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord, Numbers 22:18, so long as he had something of the word of the Lord with authority, severity, and power on his heart. But at another time he could teach Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, Revelations 2, verse 14. Third, because the carnal priests do tickle the ears of their hearers with vain philosophy and deceit, and thereby harden their hearts against the simplicity of the gospel and word of God. Which things the apostle admonished those that have a mind to close in with Christ to avoid, Colossians 2, verse 8, saying, beware lest any man, be he what he will, spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. And you who muzzle up your people in ignorance, with Aristotle, Plato, and the rest of the heathenish philosophers, and preach little, if anything, of Christ rightly, I say unto you that you will find that you have sinned against God, and beguiled your hearers when God shall in the judgment day lay the cause of the damnation of many thousands of souls to your charge, and say he will requite their blood at your hands. Fourth, another reason why the carnal unbelieving world do so slight the Scriptures, the Word of God, is because the judgment spoken of in the Scripture is not presently executed on the transgressors. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 11. Because God doth not presently strike the poor wretch as soon as he sins, but waits and forbears and is patient, therefore the world, judging God to be unfaithful, go to it again and again, and every time grow harder and harder, till at last God is forced either to stretch out his mighty power to turn them, or else send death with the devil and hell to fetch them. Thou thoughtest, saith God, that I was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. As Psalm 50, verses 21 and 22. Fifth, another reason why the blind world do slight the authority of the Scripture is because they give their ear to the devil, who, through his subtlety, casteth false evasions and corrupt interpretations on them, rendering them not so point-blank the mind of God, and a rule for direction to poor souls, persuading them that they must give ear and way to something else besides, and beyond that, or else he labors to render it vile and contemptible by persuading them that it is a dead letter, in which indeed they know not what they say, nor whereof they affirm. For the Scripture is not so dead, but that the knowledge of it is able to make any man wise unto salvation through faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy 3, verse 15, and is profitable for instruction, reproof, and correction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works, verses 16 and 17. And where it is said, the letter killeth, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6, Paul meaneth the law, as it is the ministration of condemnation or a covenant of works. And so indeed it doth kill, and must do so, because it is just, forasmuch as the party that is under the same is not able to yield to it a complete and continual obedience. But yet I will call Peter and Paul to witness that the Scriptures are of a glorious concernment, inasmuch as in them is held forth to us the way of life, and also in that they do administer good ground of hope to us. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15, verse 4. And again, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but is now made manifest, and by the Scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Romans 16, 25 and 26. Compare 2 Peter 1, verses 19 to 21. And therefore, whosoever they be that slight the Scriptures, they slight that which is no less than the Word of God. And they who slight that, slight him that spake it. And they that do so, let them look to themselves, for God will be revenged on such. Much more might be said to this thing, but I will not be tedious. A word or two more, and I have done with this. Consider the danger of slighting the words of the prophets or apostles, whether they be correction, reproof, admonition, forewarning, or the blessed imitations and promises contained in them. Such souls do provoke God to anger, and to execute his vengeance on them. They refused to hearken, they pulled away their shoulders, they stopped their ears lest they should hear the law. And they made their hearts as an adamant stone, that they might not hear the law, and the words that were spoken to them by his Spirit in the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath upon them, Zechariah 7, 11 and 12. God will not regard such in their calamity. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would have none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh, when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me early, but they will not find me, Proverbs 1:24-28. God doth commonly give up such men to delusions to believe lies, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Therefore God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned. 2 Thessalonians 2:11-12. In a word, they that do continue to reject and slight the word of God, they are such, for the most part, as ordained to be damned. Old Eli's sons, not hearkening to the voice of their father reproving them for their sins, but disobeying his voice, it is said it was because the Lord would slay them. 1 Samuel 2:25. Again, see in 2 Chronicles 25:15-16. Amaziah, having sinned against the Lord, he sends to him a prophet to reprove him. But Amaziah says, "Forbear, why shouldest thou be smitten?" He did not hearken to the word of God. Then the prophet forbear, and said, "I know that God hath determined to destroy thee, because thou hast not hearkened to my counsel. Read, therefore, and the Lord give thee understanding, for a miserable end will those have that go on in sinning against God, rejecting his word." Other things might have been observed from this verse, which at this time I shall pass by, partly because the sum of them hath been touched already, and may be more clearly hinted at in the following verse. And therefore I shall speak a few words of the next verse, and so draw towards a conclusion.